Yeah, I had like these like cord, they're like Bluetooth headphones, but they go like around your head. You know, there's a wire that connects the little earbuds around your head, and then you can like magnetize them together in the front.
Yeah, I've got a pair of those.
And they have little buttons on the wire, and that's where the L and the R are. Have you ever had socks that put L and R?
No, and I've also, I mean, one pair of socks that you would do that with is the ones with toes, which
yes,
I've always kind of wanted a pair of those, and I never have had them.
I had a pair. It felt weird.
I can imagine.
But it, I don't know. I can also see myself getting fully into them. It looks creepy, too. We're not there where a individual toed socks look normal yet. We haven't normalized that in society.
Right. I think I saw a commercial with and it was a girl with a rainbow pair of them, and those looked cool. But yeah, if you're just wearing white socks and they have like your individual toes, it's like, what the fuck is going on with this guy? What's up with his socks?
Yeah, I don't think they make like white tube socks with individual toes.
Yeah, like tube socks. with a flip-flop over it.
Yeah, they would be socks you could wear flip-flops with, though.
Yep.
Well, the Japanese have those, right? But it's not individual toes. It's just between the big toe. There's a little, it hugs the
Are you referring
skin.
To ninjas? Those shoes that
yeah,
ninjas wear?
Ninjas not Japanese? Am I confused?
Yeah, but that's a very small percentage of the Japanese population.
Okay, I didn't mean
ninjas.
Well, okay, I didn't mean every Japanese person, but they might. Those socks might not be limited to just ninjas. Are you positive only ninjas have those socks?
Well, now I'm the fool. I guess I don't really know.
I don't think, and plus, who's saying all ninjas are Japanese? That's racist,
I think
Logan.
They are.
You're canceled. No way!
Well, maybe nowadays, because it was made popular all over the world, but originally, real ninjas.
Okay, well, that's
Japanese.
Sure, the first ninja was in Japan. Logan saying, if he's wrong,
yeah, exactly.
He's racist. I didn't say that.
I said that with a lot of authority, but
I would
that's think.
I would. I would agree. I would think that
based on the Ninja Turtles, that's what I think.
There's never a turtle that could do karate, or ninjas don't ninjutsu.
Right.
Wow. Now I'm being racist.
Oh no, what's karate? I wonder, is that Japanese?
Who knows, but I love and respect it, no matter what it is.
It's Jewish. Wait, what?
Jewish.
There is an Israeli martial art, right? Is that Krav Maga?
Yes, Krav Maga. Krav Maga. Krav Maga. It's something like that. A baklava,
that's food.
Krav Maga. Doesn't seem bad. I feel like I could beat up someone with Krav Maga based on name alone. I know that's not true in reality. If someone came up to you and said, I know Krav Maga, you're like, what? I'm going to kick your ass. What the hell are you talking about?
Especially because you said it wrong. I actually have no idea how to say it, but it feels like you're saying it wrong.
Krav Maga.
Uh-oh, wait.
Krav. I don't like it if MAGA's in it. What, you can't look it up?
No, I thought I booked a job, and then I was like, oh, it's you saying you're here.
Logan, you're on the job right now.
What was I looking up? Krav.
How do you pronounce Krav Maga?
Krav Maga.
It's not Krav Maga. You're thinking of Tim McGraw. That's a totally different
Phil
thing.
Phil McGraw, which is Dr. Phil, I think.
Dr. Phil's name,
okay,
yeah.
How do you say it?
Krav, K-R-A-V, Maga, M-A-G-A. And then, are you learning something? You smiled. And then search, are ninjas Japanese? That's got to be right.
I think it really is based on Ninja Turtles. If I really think back in my brain, it's like, that's where I got that from, I think.
That ninjas are based in Japan, or that's where you think ninjas originated?
That's where I learned about ninjas at all.
From Turtles in Time, Ninja Turtles 3, the film.
Well, then they were Shoguns or something. I actually didn't see that movie, but I know that was like...
That's 3. I didn't see that movie until I grew up. I remember I was up Ninja Turtles head. I was part of the fan club. I went to both movies, loved them, had the tape on soundtrack, would try and dance and spin on my shell in my room. I had the shell also as a child. I mean, that's why I liked it so much.
The third one?
I never saw the third one. I saw the first two and I loved them.
Right.
Yeah, third movie comes out. My dad had a bunch of, he would always have weird magazines that would come to my house because he was a doctor. He's a dermatologist. So at his office, he would, you know, always have these magazines
with the cover with like horrifying diseases.
No, 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 no. He wasn't have like horrible skin disease quarterly.
Face replaced.
No, there's no like skin disease magazine. And that would be a horrible thing to put in your... Doctor's office.
You said it was weird. I don't know.
Just, yes.
I got those for fun. The medical magazine.
You did? That's not a magazine. Look at this freakish. That's like, no. That's a textbook.
Whatever. We're in the weeds.
Anyway, he got a Ninja Turtles 3. He got a Ninja Turtles magazine somehow, or some sort of magazine that had a Ninja Turtles 3 comic book in it, which is like seems like a big spoiler to put in the magazine when the movie's also coming out, but it's pre-internet days.
So it was like the same plot as the movie?
I don't think so. Oh. I thought so when I read it.
Oh.
And then I went to school and a kid's like, I saw Ninja Turtles 3. It was whack. And I was like, oh, well, I'm never seeing that. I already read the comic. So screw that. And then I grew up my whole life just telling everyone, yeah, the third movie sucks. Having never seen it, just believing the first kid who told me anything about the movie in like third grade or whatever.
Right.
Flash forward, if you will. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't lose you with the whole flash forward. Okay. I'm an adult. I have my own child. I sit her down. I'm with child.
You're pregnant.
I'm pregnant. I sit her down in my womb. No, the child has been born. I show her Ninja Turtles. We watch the first two. And then she's like, there's a third one? Don't worry about it. It sucks. I want to watch it. I'm like, all right, fine, but it's going to be terrible. Put it on. Blown away all over again. It brought me back to being a kid. The third one's great.
Hell yeah.
The third one, I like better than the first and the second.
Well, now I want to check it out.
I know. Is that because I rekindled my passion and it was a new tale that I had yet to experience before? Or is it really just better than the other two? I can't tell you.
You also had super low expectations.
True.
So you probably were like, oh, this is okay. And then by the end of the movie, you're like, holy shit, this is fucking awesome. Because you're just like waiting for the shittiness to happen. And the credits are rolling and you're like, that wasn't shitty at all.
Yeah, that's true.
I love that movie.
That's true.
Ninjas are from Japan, by the way. I had that pulled up for a while. It was a covert agent or mercenary in feudal Japan. The functions of a ninja included reconnaissance, espionage, infiltration, deception, ambush, bodyguarding, and their fighting skills in martial arts, including ninjutsu.
Including ninjutsu. So
they were mixed martial arts? I'm sure, you know, you learn more than...
So ninjas were doing the ground and pound? and rear naked chokes on samurais.
Oh man, I'm such a geek. I don't even know what a ground and pound is. Or a reverse, whatever you said. Reverse choke hold, I can figure out what that is.
Rear naked choke. It's when you choke out a guy's rear and stick your tongue in his butthole.
What?
What, you've never watched UFC? Classic. You make a guy
tap. It does seem like that's where it's going, and that's usually when I just stop watching.
Yeah. And you try and find a way to hide your boner.
Exactly. Because I'm at a sports bar.
It's all right. Boners are cool at UFC events. Everyone's allowed to have a boner. except for Joe Rogan. I don't think he can get a boner anymore. It's too much. He spent too much time in a sensory deprivation tank.
Right.
And his dick just kind of, you know, if like you leave a piece of bread in water too long, it just kind of all breaks apart and floats away.
His whole body's desensitized. That's why he can work out so much. He just like doesn't feel sore.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in a sensory deprivation tank.
Lost all like, his senses.
For too long. But he didn't know also in the sensory deprivation tank was a duck. And the duck swam up and ate his dick off.
What?
Sensory deprivation tank, and he didn't feel it. And then they opened up and they go, oh my God, there's a duck in here. And what's he got in his mouth? You didn't read this on the news?
I missed this story.
Yeah, he went into sensory deprivation tank, but there's also a duck in there. I can't believe you didn't hear about this. It's a perfect pond for a duck.
So that sounds like that would have taken forever for that duck to like eventually bite the whole dick off.
Well, he was
his flat bill and no teeth.
Well, he'd been in there for a while. He got his hog nice and sogged, you know, and then the duck was able to swim up and just gobble it all up.
How did he get in there?
The duck?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe it was the Aflac goose.
Rogan does seem like a duck freak.
Yeah. If you had all of a sudden the Aflac goose, it is a goose. No, swan. It's a duck?
It is a duck. Yeah, of course.
No, Aflac's a swan, at least.
It's a duck. It's just a white one, so it looks kind of weird. And I think they usually use like a adolescent duck, which they stand up straight and they look different, but it's just a duck.
I don't believe you. Is Aflac
could be a goose?
Aflac's a.
It's the
but
Aflac
it's an all
duck.
White goose. Goose aren't all white. Neither are ducks.
The Aflac duck has been the official mascot of the American insurance company Aflac since 1999.
It's a duck.
Yeah,
but why is it? Ducks don't say Aflac.
Geese do.
I guess it's kind of like quack.
Yeah.
I never put that together. I never put that. You knew that this whole time?
Everyone. That's why it's cute and funny.
It's neither of those things.
Well, it was when Gilbert Gottfried did it.
Yeah, but.
R.I.P.
Okay, I never knew that it was a duck because it's too big to be a duck, and I never put together the Aflac sounds kind of like quack. The lack part rhymes with quack.
Aflac.
Yeah, I know what he says.
Sounds like quack to me.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, really, but ducks don't even really say quack. They say like wah 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 wah.
It's pretty close.
Oh yeah, I guess some of them go. I can't make the noise.
Mine was pretty good.
I don't know.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Did that sound like a male duck? I think the males make a different sound or something.
I think they have, from my understanding of looking up bird websites, they have calls and they have songs, birds, you know? So, I mean, birds have a lot more than that. But when you look up like a woodpecker or something like that, it'll be like the call when they're like trying to talk to their bitch or whatever.
Okay, jeez.
Hey, that's an official woodpecker term.
Cornell took so much joy.
A woodpecker's bitch.
Dude, the grin on your face after you said bitch was like insane.
It was a good line. Woodpecker's hollering at its bitch. Yes. It's calling, right?
Okay.
But then when it's just like hanging around the house pecking and shit, then it's just like do 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 do, and that's when it's doing its song.
Oh. What about when it's protecting its territory?
Good question. I think
its album.
I think that's when it's that's probably the call too, I would guess. Right. But then you have like a raven. They can make all sorts of noises.
They can speak. Or at least, I guess a magpie is different from a raven. Oh, no, ravens can speak. I've seen a raven speak.
Ravens are smart as hell, dude. They're cool.
I was walking by. Crows are cool, and I love looking at them. They stare back at you because they get freaked out. They're so smart that they're like, what the fuck are you looking at?
Right, right.
All the other humans walk by. Why are you looking at me? I hear them. Sometimes I hear them making this. Have you heard them making that clicking noise?
Yeah, yeah. It's like
they were doing that to each other. I don't know if that is communication or what that is for them, but I stopped walking. I'm looking up at it and I started clicking at it and it looked at me and I don't know the comedic timing of it just kind of looked at me and I clicked some more and it was like, all right, I'm just going to move over here. And it like flew like kind of to get away from me. Like it was creeped out.
Wow, they really are smart birds.
Like, why are you talking?
They knew to get away from you. Wow, this guy's a freak. I'm out of here.
Dude. I almost tricked them into thinking I was a crow, but.
Yeah, I try and do that too.
Something's off.
So I was thinking about our last episode, and I thought I did bring up a really good point.
You didn't, but go ahead.
You know, I brought up a lot of really good points. Thank you, Logan, for correcting me.
Exactly.
So I just was thinking about it today because I went on Nextdoor. Do you know? Do you have that app, Nextdoor?
No.
It's a neighborhood app.
Right.
And
I know about it.
Yeah, it's like a message board for your neighborhood, pretty much. And every other post on there is, can someone shelter this dog? Please, they're going to put this dog down. We need to find a loving family to adopt it. Really sweet dog, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, you know, and I can't stress enough how much I love dogs.
But?
I don't appreciate the constant guilt trip. I'm not going to adopt every dog I see there. I don't want...
Your house is just full of dogs right now. You're just like, all right, you know what? Fuck you.
I know. Well, and also, to be fair, if they're going to do that, they should also post every other animal that's going to die today. Let us pick which one we're going to save.
Dude, it is weird. Yeah, that we hold dogs above other animals. I mean... It makes sense, but it's not fair to the others.
If you could save one single animal that's not one of your YouTube animals.
I forgot to mention cockatoos when I was listing the cute ones.
Oh, cockatoos. There's another really smart bird.
Dude, cockatoos and parrots and shit, that shit, I could watch that all day.
Cockatoos, there's like cockatoos out there who know like 100 different commands.
Right.
They're smart as hell.
I really... want one, but they live for 80 years. So it would outlive
me. Are you serious?
Yeah. There are parrots that only live like that have shorter lifespans, but
well, if you ever get tired of it, just let it out.
No, they really get attached to you.
Really?
Yeah, they want you around. When you leave, they get sad and stuff.
Oof. That seems like a big responsibility.
It's kind of bizarre because most of them are like first generation pets. So they're not even like domesticated like a dog is, but they just naturally are social.
So
I know way too much about cute
so
animals.
Wait, how do they find these first generation? Are they just kidnapping cockatoos and giving them to people? Or is it
actually,
like eggs?
I don't know. Yeah, I would. I'm thinking eggs, but I don't actually know. I know they're native to Australia.
Okay.
New Zealand.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Okay.
Surely there's poachers out there. I've seen videos, though, of people living in Australia who just a bunch of cockatoos just land on their balcony. So they don't seem like they're endangered or anything. Seems like they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Like seagulls here or something.
Right. Wow. Well, so like, I don't know if any pet is endangered. Well, that's illegal to have an endangered animal as a pet.
Do you know what a slow loris is?
No, I'm just going to say no.
It's a monkey with giant eyes. I think they're called bush babies too.
Okay, yes.
Really crazy looking, but they're cute, but...
Are they tiny?
I think those are endangered, but... Yeah, anyway. I think a few people have those as pets.
Well, yeah.
They have exotic pets that are endangered, I think.
I mean, if you're an oil baron in Abu Dhabi, then you can have whatever the hell you want as a pet.
Right. That's you my know? Buddy, the oil baron.
Yeah. What do you... What if... Speaking of comics, staying on track here...
Do we have a factoid today, by the way?
No, shit. No, I don't. I'll figure one out. I'll figure one out. I can come up with one on the top of my head. All right, here's my factoid, and it plays into my story.
Okay.
Odie is always sent to Abu Dhabi.
No. That's Nirmal.
No, Odie was never sent to Abu Dhabi?
No, he mailed... Garfield puts Nirmal in a box and mails him to Abu Dhabi because he's so cute. And he's the cute one.
I always forget Nirmal's a boy.
Yeah, me too. In the cartoon growing up, it was voiced by a female, and I never understood why they kept saying he.
Yeah, had like long lashes. You know, it was the first one to really stretch our gender roles.
It
indoctrined me and brainwashed me into being transgender. Nirmal alone.
I didn't
so
know.
So just imagine what they're doing to kids now at drag brunch.
Dude, I didn't know it really was ahead of its time. I know you're kind of joking, but like a year ago, so I didn't know we were gonna talk about this, but I watched like some of those old 90s episodes, like the first seasons. And
Dude,
it's like the movies that are coming out now were done by Garfield
what?
In 1989. Yeah, but I wish I could think of an example. It was a really creative show, but
Garfield and Friends,
like some of the I mean, I guess not everyone because it's a kids show and they had to make a lot of them. But yeah, dude, there's an episode where. All right. Sidetrack.
OK, real quick. I wasn't joking about Nirmal. Nirmal did have very unwritten gender lines, and that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, go back to Garfield the show.
Oh, sorry.
episode.
So there was an episode where they had it just starts off, they're at the park having a picnic.
Right.
And for some stupid reason, John leaves Garfield with the picnic basket to go play Frisbee with Odie.
Uh-huh.
By the way, it's really random when Nirmal exists and when Nirmal doesn't exist.
It is very anyway, random. Also, this is a great setup. I can't wait to hear what happens to that picnic
Garfield,
basket.
Do not eat the lasagna that we brought for a picnic. Yes, they brought lasagna for a picnic.
Yeah, what else do you bring?
So Garfield, actually this time, even though he's tempted, he decides to do the right thing and take a nap. Instead of eating everyone's lasagna.
Yeah.
But he's awoken by a troll stealing his lasagna and going inside of a tree. Garfield follows him inside of the tree. They go underground, and there's an entire society of trolls that use lasagna as money and eat money as food.
Whoa. I love this.
It's the fucking best episode of anything ever. It's so creative. I don't know. I was just like, oh shit. And I remembered it when I watched it like last year.
And you like, know, that's funny because it is just like movies today. I think that's the plot. That's the plot of Tar.
There was something. Maybe it was jokes. Maybe it was more like jokes or something where I was like, oh, holy shit. Garfield did this like way before Avengers or whatever. I don't. Well, whatever.
I don't remember. I don't know what the plot of Tar is. I hope that wasn't an offensive joke.
What?
The movie Tar?
Did I say Tar?
I did. I made it's like it reminds me of the episode of Tar. But I don't know. I mean, the movie Tar. I don't know what the movie Tar is about. I've just seen posters and there's an accent over the A. That's all I know.
Is it out now? I haven't heard of
it. Yeah.
Oh.
All right, Mr. Movie Buff.
I'm really not. It's sad.
You're a Garfield and Friends buff. That's why you're on this podcast.
Exactly. I work at a like a boutique movie studio, and the guys are always talking about movies, and I never. It's actually, I'm going to say it's a little bit obnoxious because they're like, they're pulling, what's it called? From The Office. What was the boss's name? Michael Scott.
Uh-huh.
They're constantly quoting movies and then saying the movie. And then I'm looking at them blankly and they're like, oh, it's from Taxi Driver. It's just like.
Oh, yeah. That happened to me yesterday at the farmer's market, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was at the farmer's market. I went and got my daughter was picking out apples and she's like, I was like going to pay with this fruit I had and put it up there. I'm like, oh, just waiting on my daughter to get some four pink apples. And he goes, or pink ladies. And the guy says, four pink ladies, grease. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
The movie Grease. Oh.
Can you imagine being in a room where everyone's doing that?
No. It's driving me nuts.
Well, I get pulled into it to where I'm like, oh, maybe I need to start memorizing lines. And then but then the next day they start doing it again. I'm just like, nah, you know what? This is terrible.
What lines would you met? What if, all right, you have to pick
because
well,
they'll
a movie.
Say a line and I'll look blankly, but sometimes I'll be like, oh, I know that line. I know that line. What is it? But eventually now I'm just at a point where it's like, whatever.
Right. Right.
But at a certain point
like,
it was
and
like,
then he'll be like,
oh, yeah,
white chicks.
Napoleon Dynamite. That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is. It is stupid movies like that sometimes.
White Chicks is a fantastic movie.
I still haven't seen it.
It's so good.
I'm so not a movie buff.
Well, clearly, when you said you hadn't seen White Chicks, I think you told all of us everything we need to know.
I missed that day in film school.
All right. So let's get back on track here.
Comic strips.
So when Garfield, he never sent Odie to Abu Dhabi, according to Logan.
I don't know
that
if
fact.
He never did, but
yeah,
the trope is.
I agree. You're right about that. The trope is him sending Nirmal to Abu Dhabi. You're correct. And what an anti-trans pig Garfield is for sending our poor gender-fluid Nirmal over to Abu Dhabi. He'll be executed over there.
It's true. Well, that's the point.
Oh shit! So much
Garfield's
darker.
Evil. Haven't you ever
so
heard
much darker than I ever thought?
Haven't you ever heard him say like, "Whoever invented such and such should be dragged out to the street and shot"?
Yes,
he said that all the time on this kids show.
Yes, that's true. Like that's true. Joke. But oh my god, I'm just putting this all together.
He's a monster.
Nirmal will not be accepted in the Middle East. Thankfully, I don't know if they can hear their voice. Garfield and John talk to each other.
No, it's never made strictly clear, but I don't think John.
No, they don't talk to each other.
They don't talk to each other, but they.
They talk at each other. Maybe
Garfield
that's the problem.
Will say something and then he'll like slam his bowl and then, oh, I know you're hungry, Garfield, but blah, blah, blah.
Right. Sounds like they need to work on their communication.
Definitely.
Couples therapy.
Garfield's always hungry, or that's about it.
Oh, I just spit snot out of my nose. When you brought up how hungry Garfield is. Excuse me.
Sorry for being hilarious.
Oh, wow. That's insane. Because I was going to ask, what if Nirmal, being sent to Abu Dhabi, all of a sudden becomes like an oil executive? And becomes almighty and powerful. And then starts influencing American politics with his money. And also making backdoor deals with Russia for more money and starts maybe manufacturing, gets into the manufacturing and selling of drones and weapons. Now he's shaking hands with the Russians and the Americans at the same time, selling them both weapons and the Chinese.
Uh-huh. Go on.
I'm just saying, that would be crazy.
Agreed.
But now I know that Garfield sends Nirmal to Abu Dhabi. He gets out and immediately is executed for being his true self.
That's what Garfield wants, but it seems like somebody always walks by and is like, "What's? Hey, why is this? Why is Nirmal in a box? Garfield?" That's the weird thing is my cat doesn't talk. I don't understand what he's saying, but right. He can put another cat in a box and write
right.
on it.
Right, right.
And I know it. I know who did that. Garfield.
Garfield. That's true. That is strange. And the other thing he did was hold a hula hoop up for Odie. And Odie would jump off the table.
Oh, yeah.
Why does Odie jump through the hula hoop in the first place?
He was found at the circus. I don't know. He actually was Lyman's dog. We went over this in a
yes.
test episode, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Can you explain Lyman again to our audience for the first time?
From what I understand in my research of Ninja Turtles... Lyman was John's neighbor or something, or friend, and Odie belonged to Lyman, L-Y-M-A-N. He's like a weird-looking guy with a mustache. But by the time I was born and saw the cartoon, the animated cartoon and stuff, Lyman did not exist in the Garfield universe anymore, and Odie was just John's dog.
All right, according to Garfield.fandom.com, Lyman was one of the main characters in the Garfield comic strip. He was a friend and roommate
of
John Arbuckle and the original owner of Odie. The comic strip had Lyman as one of the four main characters alongside Garfield, John, and Odie. And then he was just removed from the strip in 1983.
And they never mentioned him again?
And they never mentioned him again.
Huh. I gotta say, there is something about
God. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So Jim Davis has jokingly given explanations about Lyman's sudden disappearance and log absence from the strip. Examples include, don't look in John's basement. And he joined the Peace Corps.
Right.
And was never heard from
corpse.
Again. I know, but why is it spelled corpse? What other word has a silent PS on it?
Well, it seems abbreviated, too. I don't even know what it's short for. Or does it have a period after it? Or am I?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, let me go to peacecorpse.fandom.com.
Yeah, Jim Davis seems like a super cool, nice guy.
Don't look in John's basement. That's creepy.
With a dark sense of humor.
Okay. Yeah, you can see that in the Garfield strip. That's why he always was a drag, the whole Nirmal thing.
Yep. Well, and he really is violent toward Odie. Kicking him off the table.
He kicks him off the table?
Yeah, it's like his favorite non-eating or sleeping thing to do.
Oh, Garfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you were talking about... Lyman again. Like, no wonder he disappeared and John murdered him. So you can save one animal right now, today.
From what? Extinction?
But you do know. No, just one specific animal from dying. You're not going to save the whole
fish, I guess, because I feed them every day.
Not like all animals are going to die tomorrow and you have to save one. You have a list. There's one of so many different animals that's going to die today. Right? This is my whole idea. I'm testing this out on you.
Okay.
Instead of like this dog needs to be find a home or it'll be euthanized. And I get it. You're like, oh, that's sad because they're actually going to be killed by a person. But every animal's dying because of people. people, most likely. You know what I mean? Most animals that are dying are because of people. Not because they're like injecting them, but because of climate change and deforestation and all that shit. That's all human.
I mean, have you ever taken a flight? Like, there's so much land that it has no humans on it. That's just animals dying of old age.
Or global warming.
Well, like, give an example.
Well, like, for instance, the, I don't know, the fucking, what's it called? The ice caps melting, you know, yeah. And like the, it's not as much territory for a polar bear to go in.
There's not a lot of animals at the ice caps. There's like penguins and,
polar bears.
There's four times. Yeah. Well, I heard this somewhere.
There used to be a lot more animals there.
I heard this somewhere. So, but I'm going to regurgitate it. It sounds cool. There's four times more polar bears today than there were in 1950.
Wow.
Heard that on a podcast.
Look what Coca-Cola does for a species.
Exactly.
But you think most animals are dying of old age?
Or being eaten by other animals. Yeah. Yeah. People talk about by the way, yeah, we are bad for the environment. We are killing animals and we are making some animals extinct.
Yes. Go on.
And I guess.
Go off, queen. You know what? Maybe, and go on. Go on and off, queen.
Actually, maybe a good way to say it is we're causing the most extinctions.
Yeah.
Because so many species live in the Amazon where we're burning the rainforest. But other than that, like the number of animals? Nah, man. Animals are dying every second. Like there's a million insects dying like within this acre right now. Not because we did anything bad.
What's happening to those million ants then?
The ants are eating the crickets and the, you know, the, well, ants are a bad example because we'll kill them.
Right. But there are a lot of
squirrels will eat the crickets. Okay. And the hawks will eat the squirrels and all that shit.
Okay. In terms of numbers of animals dying, you're probably right. Like if one whale scoops up plankton at all today.
Right, exactly.
More plankton's going to die than any other animal. Let's just say cute. Okay, fine. So we should feel worse for dogs, is what you're saying. Than plankton, of course.
Yes.
But let's say animal starves.
This is a hot take. They made eating dogs illegal a few years ago. Congress did, because they can't do anything, but they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, no one's eating. Actually, never mind. I don't want to have a hot take on that.
Okay, so you can save one animal and one plankton. Which plankton do you save? You can save
the
one
from SpongeBob.
He is great. You can save one animal. All right. Picture you get. Sent in the mail a picture of 100 different animals. And they're like, they're going to die today. I guess it probably would be email would be more efficient for this. Okay. You can't go by mail if they're going to die today. You can save one of them. Not knowing what they look like now. They don't have pictures. They just have a written. They just write the name of the animal.
So this is like a Zodiac killer of animals.
Yes, you can save one. I'm gonna murder the rest.
Okay, list the 100 animals for me and I'll choose.
No, okay, it's not like Zodiac killer, but most animals are dying is I guess sad, but I guess if it's a cute animal and it's getting eaten by another animal, by a tiger or something like that, so that the tiger can feed its babies, you know, a lot of cool animals eat really cute animals.
You know, maybe, I guess, if you're saying maybe from extinction or something, I would say maybe some sort of ape, maybe an orangutans or something.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't be so...
Oh, killer whales.
Are they endangered?
I don't know. But it sucks that they went, you know, got captured and put in SeaWorld and stuff. If I got to save that Tillycum. Well, Tillycum was a psycho, but, you know, if I could save the other ones that didn't murder people, I would.
Killer whales are called killer whales for a reason. They murder everything, even though they're not whales.
Right.
They kill everything in the ocean. If there was ever an animal in the ocean that deserves to be put in jail, it's killer whales.
But I want to save them.
They're cool. They're smart. They're also vicious killing machines. So if you were out there and you like could police these killer whales, I think some of them would legitimately deserve to die. I mean, be put in SeaWorlds or die. You could give a killer whale the electric chair if it did something really heinous. We need a all killer whale Law and Order show. That would be sweet.
Run by humans?
I guess. You know, I don't know. Yeah, run by SeaWorld.
There you go. There you go.
That can replace the Shamu show. It'll just be a full episode of
court law. Show.
The Orca's Court. Dun, 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 dun.
Do you know I was... Oh, yeah, you do. No, I was on one of those shows.
Oh, my God. It's one of my favorite things to see. That was really great. You on that court show.
Yep.
I don't know if you can tell the story or not, but also your appearance on a Cougar Town. Was it Cougar Town?
Yeah.
Logan's filmography is... a treat, a treasure to behold. Whatever you behold, it's that times two.
I'll just say I was on a court show. You know what? I just won't name the show.
Okay.
And that, I don't know.
I don't think it matters. Who cares? Doesn't.
You know how much they paid me? I'm half of a 30-minute episode that aired all over the country, got syndicated.
How much
I got paid?
$30.
$50.
Mm.
And it's the best thing I've ever put out that's on TV. Like, I think it's so funny.
It's so good. It's so funny.
It's 100% fake. I don't know if all of these court shows are fake or not.
Of course.
But
except for Jerry Springer's court show. That one's real. Anyway,
right.
Go on.
His giant gavel is... Or the National Lampoon one's real, too. But so I was on the show. It's all improv, but we are given a premise. And the reason they could pay me so little is they do it almost like they do each case for like 20 or 30 minutes. So while we're waiting in the hall, like another case is happening and being filmed. And then they're going to cut it up and edit it. And then we go in there for like 40 minutes or whatever. So the premise is we go to Africa and
it's a real story that happened.
It's a real story that happened, but the story is we go to Africa and
you and your girlfriend.
With my girlfriend's phone, I tweet, going to Africa, hope we don't get Ebola. Haha, just kidding. We're white.
Right, which is a real tweet. One woman tweeted on her way to Africa, who was like a human rights worker or a nurse or something like that. And
yeah,
then
it was just
landed.
A really stupid joke.
Yes, very stupid joke. She said AIDS instead of Ebola.
Yeah, they retooled it for the show and fictionalized it and made it so that the husband used her phone and she got fired and we're in court suing her boss. So that's the premise. So my character is just a total jackass.
Yes.
And it was a lot of fun to play. And at one point, and the judge is black.
Yeah.
And at one point, the judge is like, oh, what? You think that's funny just because only black people get Ebola? And I was like, no, I don't. Nobody thinks that. It was a joke. That is like the point of the joke. But no, I don't really believe that. And besides, I was going to say AIDS. That I'm so proud of that line. I wrote that line ahead of time because I kind of knew the premise.
Oh, wow.
And I knew it was based on an AIDS joke, not an Ebola joke.
Yeah,
boom. I said it in the perfect time. I nailed it. And then they cut away to the defendant. And a woman behind him in the gallery laughed.
Yeah.
Like she like put her mouth open like, oh my God. And then she like put her head down like, okay, that's funny. It was a black chick.
Oh,
so
wow.
I nailed it on all fronts. I think it's as funny as a sketch, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I've shown
your black people get AIDS joke was out of the park.
Well, I said something.
Unlike that dumb girl who the real story is about.
No, dude, I had a bunch of jokes throughout, but
I've seen it. I had it recorded for a while on my TV.
I think I signed an NDA, but then they also instructed me on how to credit myself on IMDb.
No, it's fine. No,
which makes it obvious that it's fake.
I guarantee you no one from that network is combing through YouTube or podcasts looking for this footage.
I tweeted when I first did it and I knew the day was going to come out. I tweeted, hey, check out Channel 5 or whatever for a surprise.
I hope that's exactly what you said. Check out Channel 5 or whatever. I don't know. One of the channels.
No, it was like Channel 5 at 8 p.m. in Los Angeles and all around the country to see this episode, to see me do improv. And then,
yeah.
Then a couple hours go by and I felt kind of weird. And I was like, you know, maybe I'll just delete that and restate it. And I retweeted it saying, tune in to this show at this time for a surprise.
It's and, so funny.
Hey, and the judge from the show liked that version.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think she noticed.
Yeah.
The first version was like, uh-oh, what should I do about this guy? And then I fixed it myself. And she's like, yeah, okay, that's right.
That's funny. It's funny. If you kept the first tweet up of the improv thing, if someone doesn't know what you're talking about, doesn't know that the court show is fake, and then they tune in, they go, oh, you mean you're getting sued and you're on TV? Like, yeah, you don't have lines in a court case. You're calling that improv?
Well, you're
going to get fined.
We were the sewers, and also they changed my name.
Oh, you're
so
right.
That's another
way
that I can, again, I'm not saying the title of the show, but that's another way you can just, I don't know if they would ever sue me.
By you saying.
Because I'll just say, I've never been to Africa, and that's true. And obviously, this person that is not my name, that looks exactly and sounds exactly like me, did go to Africa. You
right.
Know what I'm,
well, this is just the person we're talking about here is. We always refer to it as being Logan because we watched this episode and it looks and sounded so much like Logan. And it was so funny that forever after we watched that episode, we referred to that person, whoever it may be, as Logan.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
And
good.
Then the rest I'm completely making up.
Yeah. It's fantastic, man. It's really good.
Oh, thanks.
And then your Cougar Town, there's this sweet freeze frame of your face from Cougar Town. An amazing reaction shot that
your
is
double chin.
It's not, we're not laughing at your double chin.
I know. But that's all I see when I see that picture.
Yeah, that's how you work. That's how people work, right? That's how I do the same thing. You look at a picture of myself and like, all right, what's fucked up about me in this one?
Pretty much.
And that's all I see. Well, I guess we need to be more, I mean, we're not like Jenner, for like a Kendall Jenner or something. I don't know if she does that. I'm sure actually she does it. They probably do it worse than we do.
Yeah. They're like, oh no.
Yeah. But
I have a double chin. Let me just cut that off on a surgery table.
Right. Right. All right. Should we do comics?
Let's do it.
Excellent. We got some good comics today. I did stick with.
I guess we got to explain this every episode that, we're each bringing a comic strip like you would find in the newspaper, and we try to see which one's funniest. And we're not sure what's going to happen when we both disagree because there's only two of us. We don't know how we're going to tie break. But I guess we'll figure that out when that happens.
Yep. Thankfully, we've been 100% in agreement through one episode, so we should be fine. And the test ones.
Yeah.
Okay. This. All right. Let me know when you're ready, buddy.
I'm ready.
Do you want me to go first since I'm the reigning champ? I won last week with this comic called the Fusco Brothers. So for this week, I am reading another Fusco Brothers cartoon to see how long Fusco Brothers' streak can reign supreme.
Go right ahead. Yeah, maybe you should go first.
Okay. All right. So, Fusco Brothers. This is by J.C. Duffy. And this one is actually from November 14th. So, it was the day before the one that won last week.
Oh, okay.
I hope that's okay.
It's fine by me.
Okay, because the other ones past it when it was funny were really not funny.
You know, in doing our research and development phase of this podcast, I think we discovered, you know, you can't make too many restrictions on and rules because comics, you know, they're just not that funny, generally speaking. But yeah, that's fine by me.
But it is the point of this podcast. I mean, it's hard for you to hear you say that because you're shitting on all of our audience.
No.
The comic-loving listeners have all just tuned out. They're like, all right, well, I guess I'll go to back to Incel Weekly or whatever.
I'm the heel of this show. So
you are the heel. Much like your episode of, court show that had a person that suspiciously looked like you.
I never thought of it that way, but I totally was the heel.
Okay, Fusco Brothers. Now, we got one of the regular characters in this one, and he just looks like a douche. I'm not sure if we can still say douche, because what's wrong with a woman cleaning herself? And that should be an empowering term. Women should be able to wash whatever they want, whenever they want. That's my personal political stance.
And you're a douche.
And if you're a douche, if you call me a douche, I would be honored to be a part of a woman's cleansing ritual. So anyway, this guy looks like he's bad. He's whatever the opposite of a douche is.
Okay.
Something really, really bad and dumb and lame and gross. And look at him. He's got a purple turtleneck on and a purple Kangol thing on backwards, like a Samuel L. Jackson hat.
I see that. And he's laying down.
He's laying in a therapist chair, talking to a therapist, an old white guy. And he goes, I need you to, sorry, I need to get the reading right. I need you to validate my existence, doctor. And the doctor says, the best I could do would be to validate your parking.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
Yeah. All right, your turn. You're up.
Let's see if I can beat it.
You see, this is the content our listeners tune in for.
Oh, yeah.
The funniest part of the show, when we let the professionals tell the jokes.
Exactly. All right. So I'm going to avoid this in the future, but I brought Garfield back.
It's a rematch. Two heavyweights going back at it.
You know, we'll see what's going to happen. I think Garfield's going to win this week, but we'll see. In which case, he'll be back next week. All right, so it's three panels, and it's John talking to Liz. And Liz is his romantic interest.
Usually. Oh, the vet?
That's right, yeah.
She's got big smacking red lips, and she has short brown hair?
Yeah, it's black in this thing.
Oh my god, do you think Lyman.
It was a compliment. Sorry. Though he's honored.
I'm still thinking about Lyman. Douching. Sorry, I was daydreaming about douching. No. Do you think Lyman do you think Lyman transitioned to Liz?
Oh my god, yeah, because Liz's lips are bizarre. They totally look
Fake,
although that's prejudice too. Not that all trans people have fake lips.
Well, okay,
but
yeah,
she looks
sure.
Like she could be trans. For
sure, true. Okay, well, anyway, we love and respect Liz and Lyman.
Let's back up.
No. I mean, I have nothing against just a theory that could have worked, that could be working in the Jim Davis universe.
I think you're right.
Well, cool.
So he's just standing next to her with a blue background. It's, I don't know where they are. Just
but really quick. Sorry, Lyman and John were roommates, right? First.
Yes.
So they were both in the closet gay couple. Lyman decided he would feel more comfortable
In a straight relationship.
Yes, and being a woman. We don't know if he is going through hormone therapy or if he's transitioned at all.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
And it doesn't matter. But clearly, he's more happy. He's out there working. He's living on his own. And maybe that's a bad thing. But they're dating still. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe they've just opened up their relationship. He's able to finally... He was living off John's cartoonist money, and now he's able to take care of him. Anyway, all right, sorry.
Despite all this, despite the relationship lasting through all of this...
Good for them.
Despite it lasting through all
I'm
of this...
I'm thrilled. I'm happy.
I'm saying, John is still insecure.
Oh, no, John.
Yeah, so in the first panel, he says, "Do you like tough guys, Liz?" And then Liz says, "Would I be here if I did?" And then John turns to Garfield, who was right off screen, and goes, "That was a compliment, right?" And Garfield just says, "No."
Okay. I laughed at it.
And as you were walking up today to do the podcast, you heard me laughing at that.
That is true.
It made both of us laugh.
I went to knock on Logan's door of his apartment, and before I could get there, I see Logan's head through the window and hear a guffaw come. It reached out the outside. That's how loud of a guffaw it was.
Well, that window's open.
Oh. All right, Garfield wins.
Yeah! Woo!
Garfield wins. I think it's better than the validate your parking.
Yeah, I actually thought the first line when you said, "Can you validate my," I actually already thought you were going to say parking.
Yeah, I know. Who asked the therapist, "Can you validate my existence?" It's not like a well-known.
Yeah, that's not really.
You need more of a lead
use up of your therapist time.
If you,
it's more like you tell him what's going on with you, not like.
Right.
Give me compliments, please.
But if you had a few panels first where he's talking about how he feels worthless and he doesn't know why or how to go on anymore, blah, blah, blah. Or
yep.
There's some setup where it kind of baited you into him asking that question. "I don't know, Doc. Can you just validate my existence?" And then the doctor goes, "The best I can do is validate your parking. Here's a gun, idiot."
5,000% improved right there.
Yeah. Or instead of the therapist saying that he's going to validate the parking, you could just have the therapist, the last panel is him saying that, and then the therapist's feet are dangling in the top of the frame because he's hung himself listening to this idiot talk during therapy.
Wow. That actually is funny.
Oh, wow. How long have we done? Are we done?
Oh, we didn't. No, don't end it that way.
We didn't do a factoid.
We're 59 minutes just about.
59.
Yeah. Well, didn't we... Wasn't the factoid about Lyman or something? Or didn't you come up with a factoid?
Well, my factoid was that Odie gets sent to Abu Dhabi. And they quickly told me I was wrong.
Yeah, but we got the normal one out of that.
That's true. We did it. We did blow Normal's case wide open.
Yep.
Well, yeah. And John,
transgender kitten who can't catch a break.
Yeah. Garfield's horrible evil intentions. I can't believe after we uncovered that whole thing, Garfield still won. He makes us laugh. We're able to forgive a lot if you can make us laugh. No. Yeah, I think it's the beauty of John and Liz's relationship.
I got to say, a lot of these panels, like we just punched up the one you brought in, and I think that really was funnier. I mean, I know they're not going to put that in the paper of a guy killing himself, but this one, most panels would be, "Do you like tough guys, Liz?" And Liz would say, "Would I be here if I did?" And that would be it.
Right.
Right? That's most comics. But the extra panel where he just looks at his cat and the cat is like, "Fuck you."
It just makes
it funny.
Yeah. You're right. It's like I totally forgive him for trying to get Normal executed in Abu Dhabi.
And eating John out of house and home.
Yeah, most importantly. And so if they had two pictures of animals that are going to be killed tomorrow, a dog who's going to be euthanized if it can't be sheltered, or Nurbal in Abu Dhabi who's going to be put to death for being a transgendered cat, which one are you saving? That's the question I've been trying to come up with all episode. I finally got to the bottom of it.
Is the dog old?
The dog's Odie.
Oh, I'm saying
no.
Odie.
The dog's not Odie. The dog's not Odie. The dog is.
I like Odie.
I love Odie. The dog is 2.5 years old.
And how old's Nurbal? Because I get the idea he's a kitten, but I don't.
Same.
Really. Oh, puppy.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's the episode, guys. Thanks for listening. Oh, keep laughing.
Keep listening.
And keep stripping. Empty's podcast. Empty's podcast. Empty's podcast. Empty's podcast. Empty's podcast.